contextualization. It's a word and a concept that first sort of gained traction among evangelicals in the realm of Bible translation. Because obviously, if you're going to take the Word of God to a culture like, say, Eskimos, where they have no clue what sheep are, you have to find a way to explain all the pastoral images and references in terms that Eskimos can understand. Something like Psalm 100, verse 3, "We are His people and the sheep of His pasture," is obviously harder for an Eskimo to relate to than it would be for a New Zealander. Thank you for that. And so I actually read about one instance where a group of Bible translators who were making a Bible for a unique Eskimo language translated the word sheep as sea lions. Everywhere you find it in the Bible. And I can't imagine what that does to the 23rd Psalm. And I also can't imagine why it wouldn't be a whole lot easier just to teach Eskimos what sheep are. But there you have it. That is contextualization. And that's the sense in which Bible translators began to sort of use the term. I suppose you could say it's a kind of dynamic equivalence run amok. And so, actually, if you want a formal definition of contextualization, it's the practice of altering either the terminology or the content of our message in order to employ the language, the cultural tokens, the styles, the values, the preoccupations of the culture or subculture we're trying to reach.